Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Life unfolds in some strange and mysterious ways, but the two cooking gigs of a Vermont chef might be the oddest food venue combinations on record, and yet Chef Andrew Ryan makes it work. Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days, and she's here to tell us about this strange culinary juxtaposition. Sally, nice to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Hi, nice to be here.
Andrew Ryan is a chef at a continuing care retirement community, Wake Robin in Shelburne, and is part owner of Drifters, a funky cafe in Burlington's Old North End. How bizarre is this combination?
As he says, I do wear different hats. Those are his words. But he's very cool about it. I think in the cooking world, you never know where your path will lead you. You talk to cooks, chefs, and they've all, you know, seemingly worked everywhere. He started at One Flight Up, which was a erstwhile restaurant in the Burlington International Airport. The guy he did an apprenticeship with is a Zamboni driver. So there you go. He stayed in the business and is now, as you say, owning and cooking at sometimes this very funky little cool cafe in the Old North End, which is very affordable and which has tables that he and his business partner made out of driftwood and filled the boards with coffee grinds to make them flush, as opposed to Wake Robin, which is about to undergo a $40 million renovation and expansion.
Well, tell us about the farm-to-institution approach that he takes at Wake Robin.
So Wake Robin, I learned, is actually sort of recognized as a leader in farm-to-institution cooking, which is a bigger way of saying farm to table, meaning when you're serving more people and have a larger sort of organization behind you. And this is really what people who are interested in sustainable ag and healthful eating are looking toward, because obviously it creates bigger markets for farmers and there's bigger, more consumers. So at Wake Robin, 40% of the food they serve is locally sourced. And there's a number of farmers who we've all heard of who bring food there. And so that's what they're really making use of. And as they get ready for this renovation, that will become even more embedded. They're building on those practices.
But Sally, when I think of senior living community, eating there just doesn't sound very good. What kind of things does he serve? And what do the residents think?
He plans menus along with the director of dining, Kate Hayes, who recently joined Wake Robin from the University of Vermont. And they plan menus 5 weeks in 5 week cycles. So you're getting something different every night for 5 weeks, and you have a choice of 3 entrees, and there's always one vegetarian one. There's things like, you know, roast portobello mushrooms with tabbouleh, pork loin with pear and shallots, you know, roast veal. I talked to one resident who he's in a long career as a educator in Addison County. He was principal of Middlebury Union High School, who grew up on a farm in Iowa. So he's had a lifetime of farm to table. And he's like, I'll eat anything but veal and lamb. You know, I fed them with bottles and I watched their tails wag. Can't eat them at the age of 89. But he has plenty. He said he loves the food there. He thinks it's very good.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, a food writer for 7 Days. And we're talking about Chef Andrew Ryan. Sally, we talked about Wake Robin. Now tell us about Drifters in Burlington.
So Drifters is a small little restaurant on North Winooski Avenue that he and Mike Lucy, his business partner, you know, got ready for about a year, cleaned it up. He told me there was a small homeless encampment in the courtyard, and he was very careful about making sure that he wasn't disturbing people who were currently sleeping there, living there. I mean, a huge range of work went into getting the restaurant ready. And it's neat. It's got 6 little tables inside. As I said, they built them out of driftwood that they collected. He has a menu that one of the first things you notice is it's affordable, okay? And it's in a neighborhood that has a range of people living in it and a lot of variety of customers, he says. And plates range from $5 to $12. And you can really eat a lot of food. I had a delicious kale and arugula salad and parsnip gnocchi, which I've never had had before. It was just delicious and really creative. And I think that's one of the things that Andrew sort of finds to be a common theme in both places he works. He says cooks want to be able to play in a kitchen. They want creativity, and he finds a way to do it in both places when he's not napping in his 1981 BMW between gigs.
Yeah, how does he make the two restaurant gigs work time-wise?
Well, now there are two cooks who have really, you know, are anchoring Drifters. They both came from Revolution Kitchen. But, you know, cooks come and go, as we all know, in restaurants. And he said early on, just very, in a short time frame, three people left. And so he was cooking, and he at that time he said he would take naps in his BMW, quick naps at Wake Robin, and then hustle, and was working, you know, up to 20 hours a day, and in his words, he was a zombie.
But it does appear he really enjoys the challenge of each job.
He definitely does. And he seems to, you know, you wouldn't know. If he's frantic, you wouldn't know it. He seems like a very cool and calm person. And I wanted to say one more thing that Andrew said, that which is the one of the things he found in common in both places. He said it's that food is the universal healer. And that's really what interests him. He grew up in a family. He grew up in the New North End. There were four people in his family, his brother, him, and his parents. Yet his household was the sort of hangout for the neighborhood. His mother called everyone who gathered there, she called it the Island of Misfit Boys. And he thinks that's where he sort of got into the idea of being a host, essentially, creating really, really good food in places that people want to be.
Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days. Many thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.